just sweeping it up. There was the scratch of a match, and a lamp was lit. They don't generally attack the golems themselves. Not now there's free ones around. But glass doesn't fight back. The lamp was turned up, revealing a tall young woman in a tight grey woolen dress, with coal-black hair plastered down so that she looked like a peg doll and forced into a tight bun at the back. There was a slight redness to her eyes that suggested she had been crying. "You're lucky to have caught me," she said. "I'd only come in to make sure nothing had been taken. Are you here to sell or to hire? You can put your hands down now," she added, placing the crossbow under the counter. "Sell or hire?" said Moist, lowering his hands with care. "A golem," she said, in a talking-to-the-hard-of-thinking voice. "We are the Golem Trust. We buy or hire golems. Do you want to sell a golem or hire a golem?" "Neither," said Moist. "I've got a golem. I mean, one is working for me."
"Really? Where?" said the woman. "And we can probably speed up a little, I think."
"At the post office."
"Oh, Pump 19," said the woman. "He said it was government service."
"We call him Mr. Pump," said Moist primly.
"Really? And do you get a wonderful, warm, charitable feeling when you do?"
"Pardon? What?" said Moist, bewildered. He wasn't sure if she was managing the trick of laughing at him behind her frown. The woman sighed.
"Sorry. I'm a bit snappish this morning. A brick landing on your desk does that to you. Let's just say they don't see the world in the same way as we do, okay? They've got feelings, in their own way, but they're not like ours. Anyway, how can I help you, Mr.
Von Lipwig," said Moist, and added, "Moist Von Lipwig," to get the worst over with. But the woman didn't even smile.
"Lipwig, small town near Überwald," she said, picking up a brick from the broken glass and debris on her desk, regarding it critically, and then turning to the ancient filing cabinet behind her and filing it under B. "Chief export, it's famous dogs, of course. Second most important export, it's beer. Except during the 2 weeks of Sektoberfest, when it exports second-hand beer, probably."
"I don't know. We left when I was a kid," said Moist. "As far as I'm concerned, it's just a funny name."
"Try Adorabelle Deerheart sometime," said the woman.
"Ah. That's not a funny name," said Moist.
"Quite," said Adorabelle Deerheart. "I now have no sense of humour whatsoever." "Well, now that we've been appropriately human towards one another, what exactly was it you wanted?"
"Look, Vetinari has sort of lumbered me with with Pump 19 as an assistant, but I don't know how to treat..." Moist sought in the woman's eyes for some clue as to the politically correct term and plumped for... "him."
"Huh? Just treat him normally? You mean normally for a human being, or normally for a pottery man filled with fire?"
To Moist's astonishment, Adorabelle Deerheart took a packet of cigarettes out of a desk drawer and lit one. She mistook his expression and proffered the pack.
No, thanks," he said, waving it away.
Apart from the occasional old lady with a pipe, he'd never seen a woman smoke before. It was strangely attractive. Especially since, as it turned out, she smoked a cigarette as if she had a grudge against it, sucking the smoke down and blowing it out almost immediately.
"You're getting hung up about it all right," she said.
When Miss Deerheart wasn't smoking, she held the cigarette at shoulder height, the elbow of her left arm cupped in her right hand. There was a definite feel about Adorabelle Deerheart that a lid was only barely holding down an entire womanful of anger.
"Yes, I mean, Moist began. "Ha! It's just like the campaign for equal heights, and all that patronising stuff they spout about dwarfs, and why we shouldn't use terms like small talk and feeling small. Golems don't have any of our baggage about who am I, why am I here, okay, because they know. They were made to be tools, to be property, to work. Work is what they do. In a way, it's what they are. End of existential angst."
Miss Deerheart inhaled and then blew out the smoke in one nervous movement.
"And then stupid people go around calling them persons of clay and Mr. Spanner and so on, which they find rather strange. They understand about free will. They also understand that they don't have it. Mind you, once a golem owns himself, it's a different matter."
"Own? How does property own itself?" said Moist.
"You said they were... They save up and buy themselves, of course. Freehold is the only path to freedom they'll accept. Actually, What happens is that the free golems support the trust buys golems whenever it can, and the new golems then buy them